Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a show today on a topic you don't hear a lot about. The hands and the feet. I'm going to give you some insight today into the hands and the feet in ways that maybe in the next century we'll understand as standard medicine. Hopefully, if we do what we're supposed to do in medicine, in science, what I'm going to say today about the hands and the feet, which is already part of science, as some of us know it today, will be mainstream. I'm not talking podiatry. I'm talking about the hands and the feet as receptor sites to the energy fields, the waves of magnetism that come from the core of the earth. First thing you do is you see a movie. You go out and rent the movie on Netflix. It's called The Core. Aaron Eckhart, Stanley Tucci. Great film, The Core. In that film, the core of the earth stops spinning. Now, standard science will tell us that the core of the earth, there's an outer and an inner core. And I believe it's the outer core of the inner core that has a liquid constitution. It's liquid metal. So the core of the earth is liquid metal. You'll see what this has to do with the feet. The core of the earth is liquid metal. And it spins at 1,200 miles an hour. So this vast, almost beyond our comprehension, mass of molten steel, iron, spinning at 1,200 miles an hour. Well, high school physics tells you when you spin metal at that rate, you will produce and generate a magnetic field. That magnetic field is understood as the Hartmann wave or the Schumann wave. These are measurable. This is not a myth. This is not speculation. This is not wacko science. This is hard science. And in this film, great film, you'll see what they do with that fact. But these magnetic fields that come off the core of the earth come into our bodies through the feet, our feet. If our feet are in the earth, these fields come in through the left foot, circulate through the body, and go out the right foot. This is understood in biophysics in Germany. This was understood and written about by the American Indians. People who, I think, at this point we would all agree, were truly attuned to nature. This is understood in Ayurvedic medicine. This is understood in Chinese medicine. I think this was understood at one time on every continent of the world, including Europe. The Vikings understood this. You know, it's mainstream history today that Columbus did not, well, let's say Columbus was not the first person to put his feet from Europe across the Atlantic or North America. it's standard fact today that Columbus was not the first. The Vikings were. The Vikings sailed the open seas generation after generation and put their feet on Canada in 8900 AD. Scandinavia has always understood that one can follow the magnetic rhythms of the earth, and that those magnetic fields have a profound effect on you through the hypothalamus gland. So that standing on the earth with your feet planted in the soil, the Schumann and Hartmann wave come up through the left foot, circulate through the body, and prime the hypothalamic intelligence as it then exits back into the earth through the right foot. The implications of this are tremendous. The implications of this for you are tremendous. It is beyond what you understand right now, and hopefully you will at least respect and maybe do something about within the next 60 minutes. So there's the core of the earth spinning, these magnetic fields being generated at a frequency of 7 hertz. Ironically, the hypothalamic pituitary axis controlling every chemical equation in the body. That hypothalamus operates at about 7 hertz. German biophysical medicine, and we know the Germans do not make mistakes, German science at any rate, the hypothalamus operates at 7 hertz, the frequency of what is emitted from the core of the earth. That is significant. That should be looked at. That should be respected. That should be foundational to medicine. Well, we're creating our own medicine, are we not? And we're going to pull the true science, the science that keeps you healthy, gets you healthy, the science that is failing us today. So understand, this is not just me. If you study medicine from old to new across the globe, you will see deep respect in every culture for putting your naked feet in the fertile soil. And you, the city slicker, the dweller, the office worker, the chronically sick person, the healthy person that wants to keep their health, the sportsman, the housewife. You know this is true because every day, coming home into your pleasure and comfort of your home, hopefully, the first thing you do is take off those stupid shoes. You do. And ladies, those of you addicted to that abhorrent practice called the high heel, your 5'2" lovely, lovely body that was supposed to be 6'2" and accomplishes that on 12-inch platform shoes. The first thing you do when you get back into the house is throw those things into the corner and plant your feet in the earth. And it feels good. And all of us on vacation know what it feels like to put our feet into the soil. It's ironic that the daily practice of yesterday is now relegated and demoted to vacation. It's only on vacation that we relax. It's only on vacation that we breathe clean air. It's only on vacation that we put our body in clean water. It's only on vacation that we're surrounded by nature. Outside of that, we cram ourselves into the city in these idiotic automobiles, screaming at each other for our rudeness. I was down in the Southland the other day. I cannot believe how people drive down there. I don't know what it is. And Boston is worse. And the world is an amalgam of people living practices that aren't healthy, which when we go on vacation, well, then we take a break and we put our feet in the earth. We have to get this to the point where we do this every day. So, step one is to understand the idea behind this. And I've explained it. Step number two, what do you do? What do you do working a 60-hour week? Well, here's a couple of things. Number one, if you can, if it's appropriate in terms of what you do for a living, to get yourself an organic fiber shoe. And we have everything from moccasins to sandals to people who have the luxury of working in environments with their shoes off. And if you own your own business, there are things, there are types of granite or even wood that you can set to the floor and spend an entire day pressing your naked feet into the wood of your office or the granite that you installed. And if it's your office, at least take off your shoes. And if you can't, find natural fiber moccasin, natural fiber sandal. At least take that step. Now, if that's not feasible for you, we're going to do what many city dwellers have to do now. They have to set aside a certain amount of time each day to turn on the feet. Turn on the feet. Do you know, as the American Indian was pushed out of his native land, Indian tribes, chiefs would come together. And in the literature today, you can find, this is fascinating, you can find Indian chiefs coming together at large meetings in different parts of the United States and basically saying, surely, if we're forced to wear the shoe. So they watched people from Europe come here wearing shoes. And the Indians looked at the shoes and said, surely, if we're forced to convert and wear shoes like that, we will lose our mind. I have books in which Indian chiefs are quoted looking at this bizarre practice of encasing the foot. My God, what those shoes must have looked like. What the soldiers who pushed west must have been wearing. I have records. It's all for you to find. Of Indian chiefs saying, surely, a man that cannot connect his foot to the Mother Earth, surely he will lose his mind. Those are quotes. It was Black Hawk, Black Elk, different chiefs of large tribes within the United States that saw this practice as crazy. We take the shoe for granted as a necessity. And although, yes, in the environment we've created, it may be a necessity. But nonetheless, the point is it was understood then and today as problematic. And the reason is you cannot get the Schumann wave of the earth through the foot. So what you're going to do is you're going to learn a ritual, a practice. I'm going to give it to you today, where you're going to learn to work your feet. You're going to learn to stretch your feet. You're going to learn to twist your feet. You're going to learn to take your toes, those bunched up, cramped up, crushed, little bunion-filled, decapitated toes. You look at the feet of people, and you really wonder whether the practice of bondage is still in order. You look at the feet of people and you realize women, especially women, for the sake of aesthetics, of foolish aesthetics, thinking that they have to have these dainty little feet destroy their lives. Yes, destroy your life. Tie up your feet in shoes that don't fit, creating bunions, and that little toe crushed into the fourth toe. Those bunched up, mangled feet will not support the tibia, the femur, the sacrum, your spine, and your head. Bunched up feet block the central axis of energy through the body. Bunched up feet send lines of energy. When you walk, when you run, there is a line of force from your head out your feet. And when those lines are not properly executed, when they are not aligned, the joints deteriorate. The joints are your smallest concern here. The concern you really have when the feet do not support the body is that it shuts off the brain. Wow. We're going to add that to your physical exam every year at Kaiser. Doctor's going to say, please take off your shoes. I want to look at your feet. And then he's going to ask you questions. He's going to interview you. He's going to stretch you. He's going to give you a sense of whether or not your head is connected to your feet. Can you stretch your mind? If you're new to this show, the show asks you to stretch your mind. Do not be a stupid peasant. Do not be foolish. Science has made mistakes, gross mistakes, costly mistakes. Perhaps we'll do a whole show on the mistakes science has made that innocent people have listened to. Like, ladies, you need those hysterectomies. In 1949, we gave Ego Muniz, look it up yourself, Ego Muniz, the Nobel Prize for Medicine for the eye socket lobotomy. In 1960, you could not make the claim cigarettes cause cancer. You could not make the claim, even in 1950, that cigarette smoke is dangerous to the health of your lung. You couldn't say that. You would be a buffoon to say that. What do you think Ritalin is? For attention deficit disorder. How do we explain autism? When the claim that vaccines cause autism is denied and looked upon as buffoonery, how different is that from cigarettes cause cancer? So some of us are innocent because we haven't heard, but don't be ignorant. Peasants suffer. So the point is this. Those feet have to be connected to your head. And you have to begin this journey today of taking off your shoe and looking at your feet. Just look at your feet. Because those toes are not supposed to be bunched together. That's the first problem. And right there, a good 90% of us are problematic then. So put your hands on those feet. Yes, those dirty, smelly feet. They're not supposed to be dirty and smelly. This is an American oddity. Don't clean the colon. That's gross. Don't do an enema. That's gross. Just let the rot in your intestine build up until it comes out your skin. Don't touch your feet because they're dirty and smelly. Just leave them alone until they're gangrenous. You see, this irony, really, I say this, I don't want to say it to you, these things, and yet you say it to me. You bring it to me all the time. The next patient or client that says to me, you know, my friends think I'm crazy, honestly, it makes me want to vomit. I don't care about your friends. Your friends are ignorant. Don't you be ignorant. Tell your friends the truth. Change things. So touch those feet of yours And the first thing you do is put them on the toes and bend the toes backwards. Move the toes. Take your hand, put it on your feet, the top of the feet, and pull the toes backwards. Push each toe individually. Go get a massage and have the massage therapist pull your toes. Pull your toes so hopefully the toes crack. No, you won't be hurt if the toes crack. You have to move body parts to make those body parts work. Pull those toes. Have a licensed, trained massage therapist pull your toes. Bend your toes to give you the feeling, and then have them teach you how to do it. Book two sessions. One session to feel it, the other session to learn it. Bring your loved one. Bring your significant other to the massage. Think outside the box. Bring your significant other to the massage, or have the massage done in your home, in your den, on a quiet Sunday. Have the massage therapist teach your significant other to pull your toes, to bend your toes, to twist the soles of your feet, to twist them like a pretzel. These are things you can learn. These are things you can do daily. And see if doing this creates a flow of circulation into the foot. We'll call it blood flow, so no one has a panic. But we might call it energy, to circulate energy into the foot is a good thing, because that's the energy that you want to connect to the fertile earth. That's the energy that you want to connect to the sand at the beach. That's the energy you want to connect to the rocks in a little pool at a waterfall. The energy from stretching and pressing and twisting the foot and the ankle is the energy that you want to potentiate, embellish, multiply, celebrate when you touch your feet. If you don't know how to do that, we have thousands of massage therapists. We have people in reflexology that do nothing but focus on the foot. But nobody teaches a cat or a dog or a monkey to work their feet. And yet if you observe them in nature, they're always playing around with their feet. Who taught them? Mommy and daddy. Could it be that this is a family tradition? To nourish and maintain the feet, the limbs. Yes, it is. This is common knowledge. This is like knowing how to make chicken soup. So you take off your shoes and you pull at your feet. You get brushes made of boar's head bristle or sisal, and you massage your feet. You have massage therapists teach you how to twist and bend and massage your feet. Until you feel the flow of energy into the foot, then here's where you take that. Here's another step for you. You're going to take those feet, and ironically, you're going to put them in a sneaker. Or a shoe with a rough sole. A sole that will stick to a concrete stair. Go to the high school track. Go to the college track. Put your feet in a sneaker or a rough-soled shoe and put the top of your foot on the stair. And then the rest of your foot, drop it low. To the lower stair or the lower surface. So now your foot's at an angle. And of course, the purpose of this is to stretch your sole, the sole of the foot, with a rough sole on rough concrete, you can pull and stretch from the sole of the foot to the Achilles tendon to a little higher up the back of the leg to the belly or middle of the calf to behind the knee. This is a ritual now. So you've investigated physical manipulation of your own feet, pulling those toes, bending those toes, twisting those feet, massaging those feet, digging into your ankles. Now you're investigating in a sneaker or a rough-soled shoe. You're at a track. You're at the stairs. The stairs are made of cement. You put the balls of your feet, the top of your feet, on one stair and then drop low with the heel. So you're at an angle. And then you bend forward. And what you do is you play around. You investigate. You feel the stretch. You don't take your mind in those ridiculous headphones. Those of you who listen to music while you exercise. I'm sorry, I have to tell you. How do you listen to your body? How do you listen to the messages from your body when you're listening to some rapper? I don't get that. Oh, that's right. People know how to multitask. Well, consider this. Consider you're paying attention to one song against the infinite trillions of reactions going on in the body. Somehow that doesn't add up to me. Somehow you're going to come up short on the stick. Listen to your body. Work the stretch. Work the stretch so you stretch out the sole of your feet. Then work the stretch so you stretch out just where the heel bone is, the calcaneus. Then into the Achilles tendon. Then up the back of the leg, from the low calf to the mid calf to behind the knee. Work that line. Push a little. Push hard enough so you feel a little burn, but not too hard so you hurt yourself. Find what we call your edge, your reasonable edge. Find what the word hurts good means, and stretch out that foot until you feel the circulation. And until you feel your alignment change. Until you feel the release in your low back. Until you feel the release in your head. That's called connecting the feet to the head. Bend the toes, twist the soles, stretch the arch of the foot, stretch the Achilles, shift the alignment. Have yourself feel it in your brain. If you can do that, you're on the right track. You're mastering something. Something critical to your health. Something fundamental. Something so fundamental that the future physical exams, your annual physical, should be considering this at the top of the list. Wow. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website if you're listening and you know what the show is about. Get to the website also, straighttalk.cc. Straighttalk.cc. Listen to the archives. I fill this stuff with functional, not factual, functional medicine. Big difference. This is what you can't get on YouTube, and this is what you can't get as you look for data. Do not be misled by big words that lead to nowhere. Understand fundamentals, functional, fundamental concepts that drive health. Make a checklist out of them. Sleep and pH and biliary patency. Making sure you're not anemic. Your bite, symmetry through the bite. Healthy teeth, a functional psoas muscle, the circulation of energy through the body, the physical experience of it, and its relationship to feet. Functional medicine. Medicine with great theoretical basis and great practical application. And this is the show that you learn it. Now, the Medici Institute for Advanced Nutritional Education. Call 310-320-1132. Talk to Annika. 310-320-1132. I always have a few spaces for a few good people. Those of you who are starting to realize that in the holistic mishmash of data is much misdirection and well-intended therapies that bring you to first base. What's on this show will bring you to home plate. So come to home plate, 310-320-1132. I've got about three or four spaces left for the next class on October 9th. So, this is making sense. Next week, the shoes will come off more often. You'll make sure when you come home, you spend as much time as is appropriate with your feet on the earth of your home or the earth of your backyard. And you're going to begin to learn to stretch these out until you hit the jackpot. And that jackpot is when you feel circulation through the feet. That jackpot is when your body aligns and you feel the release of tension up inside your head. Now understand that the foot, as well as the hands, and we're going to get to the hands in a moment, the foot as well as the hands download chemicals from the body. So you're not just talking now about what? About bringing in the good energy of the earth. You're also talking about taking out the chemicals. And those chemicals we don't need to get into. The list is in the trillions at this point. We're making a million new ones a year, basically. Not to add whatever's going on with genetic engineering, and that's not what this show will be about. But understand this. Understand that if you're not connected from the head to the foot, the feet will not send out the chemicals at a high enough acceleration. So detoxing through the feet, and you understand this already. Detoxing through the feet, the hands, the head. Notice that. Feet, hands, and head. They are the borders, in a sense, of the body, the appendages. The hands extend out. The feet extend out. The head extends out. Your appendages, that which you meet the world with. You meet the world with your face. You meet the world with your feet. You meet the world with your hands. They're at the periphery. And the body uses these as portals, as exits, as well as receptors. So it's like a busy freeway. The hands and feet are a busy freeway. You want to keep those freeways open, in this case, so you can get poison out through the feet and the hands. But you have to remember the feet and the hands, and we'll get to the head perhaps another show, but the feet and the hands have joints. The ankle and the wrists. Those joints are gates. The flexibility levels through the ankles and the wrists. The flexibility levels in the ankles and the wrists determine whether or not the fleshy part of the feet themselves, or the hands themselves, will function efficiently as downloaders or detoxers or receptors. So you really have to learn to work angle into those tight, sort of painful spots in the ankle and the wrists. So put your hands now in the prayer position, the prayer position. And bring your hands close to your chest. And now move your hands down. And as you move the hands down in the prayer position, fingers are not clasped or crossed. Fingers are touching fingers. But as you bring your hands down, what you're going to find is that the hand and the wrist are at right angles. And as they approach that right angle, as your hands come down, you're going to note that it pulls. It really pulls on the inside of the wrist. Now you understand why the wrist is a gate. With tension like that in the wrist, your hands don't work. So if those hands are on computers all day, and those hands are being depolarized, as those hands are just receiving radiation, as those radiated hands are blocking, as that radiation blocks the energetic flow, and as those tendons in the wrist seize up, and as you never stretch those hands become useless as they download the brain. Do you have Parkinson's? Do you have Alzheimer's? Do you have dementia? Do you have cancer? Do you have bad teeth? Do you have heart disease? Do you have gallbladder problems? It doesn't matter what you have. You got to be downloading chemically, energetically, through the hands. So in prayer position, if you bring the hand down and you feel that tension there, it's telling you something. It's telling you to work it. Work it. And then bend those hands the other way, in the opposite direction. So the opposite of prayer position would sort of be stretching down with the hand so the forearm gets stretched. So the forearm, the underside, the palm side gets stretched, and then the forearm side, the back of your hand gets stretched. And it's the same thing with the feet. The opposite stretch to that stair stretch is if you sit down in the kneeling position and you kneel and you put your buttocks on your heels. And as many of you put your buttocks on your heels, the top of the foot is going to scream. It's going to scream. And so you're going to take a big ball or a pillow, and you're not going to stress it. You're not going to push your buttocks down to your heels because it'll hurt too much. You're going to find a comfortable kneeling position. And you may have to put a big ball, a big pillow or two or three or towels under your buttocks because the top of your foot is just so stiff. That stiffness goes all the way up from the top of the foot to the top of the ankle to the front of your leg. Stretch it out. That's the counter stretch to the other stretch I described earlier. So you're flexing and dorsiflexing. You're stretching one side of the foot and the other side of the foot. You're stretching one side of the hand and the other side of the hand. Then you're twisting the feet. You're twisting the wrists. You're massaging the fingers where you're pulling the fingers. You're pulling the toes. With common sense, by listening to your body and not your favorite rapper, you're going to work your limbs, your gates, your receptor sites to the Schumann waves. You're going to shift your alignment. You're going to feel your head connect to your hands. You're going to feel a line of warmth from your wrist to your brain. You're going to feel a line of warmth from your feet to your brain. You're going to feel spring, spryness in your step. You're going to make yourself feel limber by working the hands and the feet. Bravo. That's medicine. How much misdirection do we live with? How much misdirection in our government, in the media, in the marketing departments, in religion, how much misdirection are you succumbing to? And that's the question. Because I can tell you in medicine, there is much misdirection. And not to have the hands and the feet as part of your physical exam each year is ludicrous. Oh, poppycock. That's nonsense, isn't it? The authorities don't consider this important, so it can't be. What does the history of the world tell you? Is it not true, amidst all the great engineering in science, things come down the pipe? Remember the earth was flat? Remember the church would behead you for saying that the sun, not the earth, was the center of the solar system? We don't remember those days, but history does. Remember in 1960, cigarettes were okay. Even the AMA endorsed cigarette smoking. The advertisements are still there. Use your common sense. Try this. Get your feet in the earth more often. Get them stretched and feel it release your body. And then ask yourself if this just might connect to something critical within the intelligence of your cell. And if you do that, you will begin to amass an entire paradigm as to how you, the office worker, the police officer, the fireman, the lawyer, the accountant, will achieve a higher intelligence as it relates to keeping yourself healthy. You know, one of the most nonsensical, absolutely nonsensical designs in science, I want you to get this. I want you to understand this forever. Because I know what you listen to. When you listen to shows like this or others, I know that in your communities, you're considered a little weird or strange. I know at holidays, Thanksgiving, so on and so forth, you're considered a little odd. Please understand this. Please understand that science, when it attacks these sorts of claims, stretching the feet and the hands, a part of health, what science consistently does is it creates an experiment that's designed incorrectly. And because a scientist designs an experiment, is generally trusted by the public. Generally, if a scientist said, we explored the relationship between stretching your hands and feet and 15 different types of illnesses, and we took people with these 15 types of illnesses, and we had them stretch their hands and their feet for 1 year, and then measured their illness through different sorts of measurements, and therefore we concluded that the hands and the feet and the stretching, since it didn't help any of these ailments, that you can't make that statement. We've done this with metal amalgams. We've done this with mercury in vaccines. We always create design studies to argue holistic claims. And what's wrong with that particular design is that any time you study the effect of one variable on an illness, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, any time you study the effect of one variable, stretching your hands and feet, on an illness, a chronic illness, you're assuming that one variable controls the infinite array of disasters that go behind the production of an illness. Anytime you study one parameter, one variable, I want you to get this. Anytime you study one variable, like stretching your hands and your feet, against the thousands of variables that will create an illness and expect to see a result against the wave, the tidal wave of chaos necessary to produce an illness, you're going to have no effect. You're not going to see an effect. The study is not designed correctly. We destroy claims like this. Claims, you understand, you the audience know that metal amalgams in the teeth are dangerous. They vaporize to methyl mercury, which binds to all sorts of body parts, from your brain and spinal cord to your kidneys. And yet studies show if you take a person that's ill and you fix their teeth, it doesn't affect the illness in a statistically significant way. Do you know what? It's true. Are you following this? It's true. You can't take a single variable and apply it to the myriad or the totality of a chronic illness and expect to see a dramatic effect. You can't do that. That is a presumption. That is a flaw in the design of the study. So understand what you face in your daily experience when you bring these wonderful insights from fix your teeth, to stretch your hands and feet, to eat raw foods, to so on and so forth, to flush your gallbladder. When you bring these things to your friends, to your relatives, to your church, and the conventional authorities laugh at these presumptions and then finally relent and create a study. The studies are always designed incorrectly. Understand that. The studies should be designed by bringing together multiple variables. You have to do lots of good things to move the ball. And yes, you can come up with a statistically significant result by putting lots of things together. So in the literature, it should say, if you have chronic low back pain, and you get flexible, and you open your hands and feet, and you fix your teeth, and you clean your gallbladder, and you convert to raw food, and you end your digestive disorders, and you start getting your sleep, that more often than not, we see some combination of these things that we know are good for you, that we speculate are good for you, move the ball, and reduce symptomology in chronic states of illness. Now, that was a little detour. I took you on a little detour because, you see, stretching your hands and feet to connect your feet to the Schumann wave so you can circulate the energy up the left and out the right to detox your feet, so that you feel it in your brain. So when you stretch your hands after a day at the computer, it's a rather, admittedly, bizarre statement to make to you. And I'm asking you to take it as seriously as you take anything. So understand what counter-argument will mislead you to think. Take the black magma clay from Quantum Labs, Premier's research labs. Take the black magma clay, rub it into your hands and your feet. Rub it vigorously. Let it dry in the sun. Rinse it off. Then in the backyard, with your feet in the fertile earth, stretch those feet as I explained to you today. And as you do that, you will begin to feel something in your body. Then I want you to comment to me on my show. I want you to come to my school. I want you to make contact with me and let me know what you're feeling. And it won't be all of you. It'll be some of you. But those of you can spread the word. This stuff works. All of it works. And there is a difference between the correct application of holistic medicine and holistic nonsense. There is allopathic nonsense. There is holistic nonsense. Critical thinking allows you to bring the best of your intelligence through experimentation to cause effect. So really, what a doctor does, what a teacher does, is bring a student, and you are the student, to critical mass as far as objective thought. Can you think outside the box, or are you a sheep? Are you a sheep? Or are you a thinking man and woman? And the world has always come down to that. Medicine has always come down to that. Drinking the Kool-Aid or not comes down to, can you think outside the box? Be ahead of the curve. I can't believe I'm going to end this show on toenail fungus, but I have to get this in. Poor timing on my part. A quick one on toenail fungus. I've never seen anybody fix it unless they've gotten rid of carbohydrates. If you've got chronic issues with toenail fungus, I'm going to tell you against the trillions of solutions that I've seen people do, that I've participated in myself. If you reduce insulin, reduce the carbs, get the body healthy, you will change the terrain into which fungus grows. Fungus is an opportunist. And once you get fungus, the roots of chemical imbalance are running deep. Fungus only grows at the end. Fungus is one of the latecomers to the chemical mess we create in the body. And so the reverse of it is true. Until you can reroute yourself chemically, until you can redo yourself chemically in all the ways that health implies, until then, the fungus doesn't go away. We don't like that kind of an explanation. We want to know about that tea tree oil, and we want to know about that podiatry routine, and we want to know about soaking your feet in vinegar, and we want to know about this new energetic machine. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Statistically, it's all a lot of nonsense. If anybody can send to me good case studies of people through one singular therapy getting rid of chronic toenail fungus, please do. I'm not afraid to be wrong. I've just never seen it. But what I have seen is people get healthy. Now, there's one last step. And really, this is something that you deal, I think, a little more effectively in a pictorial at a school. But the feet can be remodeled. Bony, imbalanced, mangled feet with toes way too close to each other. Try that new shoe out on the market. See those new shoes where the toes separate? Different companies have different versions of them. Go and buy one of those shoes that force separation of the toe. Play with that. But understand that if you take these steps I've elaborated upon today and you begin to fully and more thoroughly stretch the muscles, tendons and ligaments of your feet, eventually you will be able to separate bone. The bones of the feet will begin to separate. And as the bones of the feet separate, they'll spread out like a fan. If you look at the feet of healthy barefoot natives, from American Indians to the Kalahari Plains to the Maasai of Africa, throughout the world, across seven continents, if you look at the feet of healthier breeds of people, their feet, because they don't suffer from the bondage of the shoe, their feet will spread out like fans. Their toes will all separate. Those are feet connected to the brain. And you will see the proof of that with the low rates of chronic disease common to all of these cultures. You can remodel the bones of your feet. You can change the shape of your feet. That little toe that you've got to pull apart with a crowbar. The rest of those toes that don't come apart or are painful to separate when the bones just above them, closer to the ankle, the metatarsal bones. When those bones begin to separate, as you do these exercises, the feet will start to fan out. The fanning out of the feet, the toes separated, firmly planted on the earth, is really where we're going with this. So there's the beginning, which is the theory. The middle, which is take off the shoes and start stretching the feet. And the end, when you see a physical shift in the foot. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Get to the school, get to the website. You guys have a great
You've
week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.